Welcome everyone to another episode of the Legit Guy Podcast, and in today's episode we're going to be doing a spelling bee. So I'll explain the rules. There will be 9 rounds altogether. In each round everyone will get one word, so there will be 36 words in total. So you guys at the beginning of each round can say a number from 1 to 12, which will determine the word you get. And this will happen 3 times in each round. And there are 3 levels. So there's difficulty 1, difficulty 2, and difficulty 3. And difficulty 3 will be last, difficulty 1 will be first. So, who wants to start?
Me. Give me the widest choice.
Liam, you can choose first word.
I want to spell apple.
Liam, you don't get to choose what word you want to spell.
Give me 10.
10. Your word is mugwump.
What? Give me the definition.
Mugwump, a person who likes to be politically independent and does not support or remain loyal to any political group.
And this is the easy level?
Magwump?
Magwump.
Magwump.
Alternative pronunciation, mugwump, if you're British.
It didn't help. Magwump. I already forgot the word. M. A-G-W-A-M-P. Magwump.
It's M-U-G-W-U-M-P. Mugwump. So Liam... Wait, I need to write this down. Liam, it's 0 points.
Fucking hell, so close.
Okay. So, Ivan or anyone else who wants to start next?
I want to go.
Ivan, okay, Dennis will be third and Nick will be last. Sorry, Nick. But you will get to change later on. Okay, Ivan, you can go. Choose.
7.
7. Your word is weevil.
Can I get the definition, please?
Weevil is a small beetle with an elongated snout.
You cut out. Can you say that again, please?
Weevil. Yeah? You hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, weevil is a small bug. Wait, I lost the document. Small beetle with an elongated snout.
Motherfucker, I get guap, and this bitch get weevil.
You chose the word.
Can you use it in a sentence?
The weevil damaged stored grain.
Oh, I think I know what you mean. Okay, so can I go?
Yep.
W.
Mm-hmm.
E-E
mm-hmm.
V I-L.
That is weevil. Indeed correct.
Bullshit.
Ivan has 1 point.
Not my fault you chose 12.
He googled it. I saw it.
I did google it. Go. He's sitting right next to me, guys.
I just have a question. When we are answering, do you like say yes after every letter that we say, or do you like say at the end of the word?
But Ivan said he has dyslexia, so I want.
It doesn't matter.
If it was no, then you know.
Mm-hmm. How does dyslexia his problem with reading?
Dennis, I will say after every letter you say.
Okay. Dennis, if you get the letter wrong, you can't go back and redo it anyways. Your first thing is what you're stuck with.
Okay.
Okay, Dennis, you go next.
2.
2.
What is that?
Your word is negus.
Oh no!
Is that racist?
Can I start?
We cannot keep this in.
Can what? I start? N.
Wait, you don't want the definition?
Okay, give me the definition.
A ruler or the supreme... Careful. Dennis, Liam, shut up. Negus, a ruler or the supreme ruler of Ethiopia.
Can I start?
Yes.
N. E. G as in Gurda.
Yes, I understand.
U.
Yes.
S.
Yes, that is correct. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, Nick, you're up next.
All right, 12.
12. Your word is worrywart.
Okay. I think I can spell that without a definition.
Okay.
W-O-R-R-Y-W-A-R-T.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, wonderful.
So everyone has a point except for Liam.
You shut the fuck up. You gave me the hardest word.
No, you chose the word. Okay, Liam, you go again.
One.
Your word is wombat.
Okay.
Is it the animal?
No. Yes.
Cool.
Okay, so wombat.
Yes.
W O M B A T.
Yes, that is correct. Okay, who's next? Ivan.
Yes, 8.
Your word is aromatherapy.
Give me a minute. No, I'm just kidding. Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes. Be on the lookout for a rare tropical disease linked to an aromatherapy spray.
Oh, okay. I'll go for it. A R O M A T H E R A P Y.
Yes, that is correct.
Aromatherapy.
Yes. You have 2 points.
Nice. I'm very smart.
You're in the lead.
I know.
Okay, Dennis, you're up next.
Can you just say which numbers are left?
3, 4, 5, 6, 9, and 11.
9, please.
Your word is melodramatic.
Melodramatic.
Yes.
Can you save a definition, please?
Characteristic of melodrama, especially in being exaggerated or over-emotional.
Can I start?
Yes.
M-E-L-O-D-R-A-M-A-T-I-C.
That is correct. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. No problem.
Nick, you're up next.
All right. Give me 6.
6. Dilly dally.
Motherfucker.
All right. Jesus. Can you use it in a sentence?
Don't dilly dally in your work.
Okay. D I L L Y. D-A-L-L-Y?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Wonderful.
So we have 3, 4, 5, and 11 left.
Liam, better step it up.
For a second, day 11.
Which one?
11.
11.
This is some bullshit word again.
Oh, wait a minute. Your word is gung-ho.
Definition.
That's all right, dude.
Extremely enthusiastic about doing something, especially going to war, but not necessarily.
Gung-ho?
Gung-ho.
God, I don't fucking know. Gung-ho. G. U. N. G. H-O-E?
Yes. What?
Nothing.
You said
I finished. I was like,
woman, I heard that E.
Well, that's unfortunate because I never said anything. That was my dog whining. That was my dog whining. I'm sorry. That was my dog.
Dude, I'm sorry.
No, that was my dog.
If you just waited a little while.
I did wait a little while.
Okay, so sorry, Liam. That's a shame.
I'm resigning.
Okay, there's 3, 4, and 5 left. Ivan.
3.
Your word is lambasted.
Okay, no.
Definition, please.
Criticize someone or something harshly.
Use it in a sentence.
They lambasted the report as a gross distortion of the truth.
Okay.
Wow.
LEMBASTED. Lambasted. I'm
sorry, that's wrong. It's okay. LAMBASTED.
Well, you can get out to your fucking room and shut the fuck up, bitch. No, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's aggressive. I'm sorry, but...
No, he's fucking right. You're picking on me.
Yeah.
You're choosing the word.
No, I'm happy.
I don't know how to spell every single word apart from the 2 you fucking give me.
3, actually. 2, okay. Dennis, you're up next.
What are the options?
4 and 5.
I'm going to go for a 4.
Your word is domineering.
Okay. D-O-M-I-N-E-E-R-I-N-G.
You are correct.
Thank you.
Going in without definition.
See, Liam, it's not that hard.
You go suck your mom's.
Nick, your word is...
Family friendly.
Do I get a choice? I want to choose 5.
Okay, medallion. Yeah, I don't know how to spell this. Wait, give me...
What was that?
Medallion, yes. I said it in Czech. Medallion.
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 Medallion. You mean medallion?
Yes, medallion.
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 Yeah, that's
correct. At that point, you can ask him to spell fucking car. And what the fuck?
You mean look, K-A-R? Gung-ho,
you messed up gung-ho yourself. You could have just cut yourself off, but...
I even said for sure if it's gung-ho, and Aram said yes.
Ivan.
It didn't even say anything. What do you mean?
Ivan, you start.
I start?
Yes, you start now. This is a level 2.
Oh, okay. So, like, we can do numbers, all of the numbers again?
Yes. Yes.
1, okay, 2, then I choose 7 again.
7. Indefatigable.
Okay. Definition, please.
Always determined and energetic in trying to achieve something and never willing to admit defeat.
Can you use it in a picture?
In a picture?
Yes.
In a picture?
No, cool. Can you use it in a sentence?
Annie was an indefatigable campaigner for better community services.
Okay. Indefatigable. Say it again, please.
Indefatigable.
Okay.
Indefatigable.
Don't spell that for him.
Okay. INDEFAGITABLE. Yes.
That is incorrect. INDEFATIGABLE.
Cool.
The G comes after the T. Sorry, Ivan.
I don't even know what word I was saying, but cool.
No, no, what's this?
And it's your next.
Okay, can I choose number 2?
Number 2. Insubstantial. Yes.
INSUBSTANTIAL.
That is correct.
No.
Unfortunately.
No, damn it.
Nick.
1.
Staggered.
Back up. T-A-G-G-A-R-D.
Can you repeat it? I didn't hear the first letter.
T-A-G-G-A-R-D.
That is incorrect. It's S-T-A-G-G-E-R-E-D. Staggered.
Right. The fuck were you spelling, Nick?
I heard taggered like T-A-G-G-A-R-D.
No, staggered.
Staggered.
Motherfucker, I did not hear that. That's my own fault.
No,
I heard a faggard. I don't know why, but
no, okay. Cut that.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say
Aaron,
anything.
Your voice gotta, you know, enunciate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know. Liam, you get to choose.
10. For amount of times you've pissed me off already.
Eucalyptus.
The tree?
Yes.
No, man, but Pokemon. What do you think it might be?
Motherfucker, I don't know.
Then that's just the definition. Why is it in a sentence if you don't even know what it is?
Well, I'll understand from context.
There were birds twittering in the eucalyptus trees.
Motherfucker, is the tree. Dennis, I'm putting your ass on trial. Eucalyptus. Yeah. Okay. So hear me out. Eucalyptus. E-A-K-U. I already fucked it. E-A-K-A. Wait, fuck. Shut the fuck up.
Just give up, man.
E-U-C-A.
Just go to the bin, man. Just go to the bin.
Yikes. Okay, Ivan, you're up again.
I wasn't finished.
Again?
I was still spelling.
Which number do you want?
I would like the number 12.
Okay, your word is sousaphone.
Come again?
Sousaphone.
Can you give me the definition, please?
A large tuba equals a metal musical instrument played by blowing. Yes, that's the definition.
Can you use it in a sentence?
He played the sousaphone like a professional in an orchestra.
Oh, I know this one. What? Okay. S O U S A P H O N E.
That is correct.
That is correct.
I've never heard of sousaphone before, so
It's like a weird ass looking trombone
Cuba
thing.
Yes, I know.
What a Cuba. Did you ever see Cuba, you fucking
Cuba? Cuba or Cuba?
Cuba the country.
Continue. Dennis. You get to choose. These are the numbers left.
9.
Okay. Charioteer.
German name?
What did you say?
Charioteer.
What? Can you use it in a sentence? Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes. The charioteer had a chariot.
Okay, C-H-A-R-I-O-T-E-E.
There's an R at the end, which is not pronounced, but yes. So that is incorrect. I'm sorry, Dennis.
I call
otherwise
cap.
Correct.
I call cap. I call cap. Shady-a-t-e.
Ear.
I would have thought it for now.
Yo, he's Googling it. Strike him down.
You meant the guy, right?
A person who drives a chariot, yes.
Okay. No, I'm happy. You can continue. You can continue.
Yes. Okay.
I thought there'd be a bigger dispute.
Yeah, Nick.
So, 4.
Dramaturgy.
Can you repeat that?
Dramaturgy.
Could you use it in a sentence?
The second act is weaker in terms of dramaturgy. Yes.
Okay. Drama. Drama. Dirty. Turgy.
Yes, that is correct.
Who is winning?
You and Nick. Liam has 1 point.
I have one.
Garbage.
Liam has Cringe. One. Ivan has 3. Dennis and Nick have 4.
Okay, now we can risk some points now.
Which one?
What?
Which number
Give
do you
me
want?
4.
I just 4 took was 4. It.
No,
well, I want Dennis 4.
Wait, you can have 3, 5, 6, or 8, or 11.
11.
Flim Flammer.
I'm not even gonna bother.
Dude, you need a
definition.
A person who swindles someone with a confidence trick.
Is that me?
A sentence?
And this sentence was given. I did not make this. A high class Flim Flammer is a snake oil salesman.
Flim Flammer?
Yes.
Just guess, man.
Flim Flammer. F L I M.
Yes.
F L A. Double M E R.
Yes, that is correct.
Fuck all you haters. I'm back.
Ivan.
With 2 points.
Trick. Yes.
I should fuck up. I doubled my points.
Yes. Gimme. Gimme.
3, 5, 6,
fucking,
or
fucking. Give me a. 6.
Your word is keratitis.
Keratitis.
Inflammation of the cornea of the eye.
I should know this. Use it in a sentence, please.
You had keratitis.
No, because like I want to be a fucking doctor, you know, and it's not like.
No, yeah, I'm sorry, but like the sentence is he had keratitis.
Okay, can you use it in a complex sentence, not like you're 12?
I'm sorry.
Oh, please.
Oh, no.
Use it in, guys, shut the fuck up. Use it in a sentence again.
Okay, he suffered an illness called keratitis, which left him almost blind.
Keratitis. Okay, just I'll try.
You don't have
another. I don't option. Know if it's a C or a K. Okay, I'm gonna go with C. C E R A T I T E S.
It's keratitis.
So I said it right, just with the C, not the K.
And with an E instead of I.
And I am retarded, thank you. I suffer with a retardation of the Down syndrome.
I'm on the, what? Who's next? Dennis. Dennis. Next,
guys.
Let's just quickly pass that. Dennis, can you choose?
9.
9.
I want to redo it.
No, I said 3, 5, or 8.
But I want to redo it.
Well, that's too damn bad.
Okay. Choose. Can you just say it again?
3, 5, or 8.
3, 5, or 8. Okay. I will go with lucky 3.
Cannonade.
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 Can you use it in a sentence, please?
I need that. There were a multitude of cannonades during the war.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Can you give a definition, please?
Period of continuous heavy firing of large guns, especially as part of an attack.
Okay. C-A-N. N-O-N-A-D-E.
Yes, that is correct.
How the fuck is that a level 2 word?
Liam, shut up.
That's on the list you gave me, my dude.
I get fucking Whoa. Eucalyptus.
That was on the list of words. You chose the
your own.
I didn't choose the word. Nick, I chose the number.
Nick. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Liam, would you rather have 5 or 8?
I don't give a shit anymore. I'm gonna get the hard one anyways. Pick something.
I'll take 5 then.
Odiferous.
Lemon.
Odiferous.
Odiferous.
Can you give me the definition?
Having or emitting an odor, especially an unpleasant one.
Okay. God damn it, is it a pH? O-D-I... P... O-D-I-F?
Hey, I heard a P.
Yeah, look, I'm trying to think. Okay, let me start from fresh. O-D-I-F-E-R-O-U-S.
Okay, but next time, that's illegal.
Motherfucker, so when I... Hey, yo, no, I'm quitting.
No, Leo, put a G.
I put an E at the end, motherfucker.
You put an E, not a G.
Go? Okay.
Gung-ho, because you're a
ho. Your word is hyrax.
That's made up word.
Definition. Now.
A small herbivorous mammal with a compact body found in arid countries such as Africa. What? No, countries in Africa and Arabia.
Such as Africa. Hey, you'll cancel him.
Such as Africa.
Use it in a sentence?
I saw a pack of hyrax when I was traveling through Arabia.
Right. I'm just gonna spell this phonetically because I have no fucking clue what that is. H I G H R A C K S.
What? Liam, hyrax.
Hyrax.
I'm giving you one more chance because you're really lacking behind.
Hyrax.
No, you yes. can
hyrax. Hyrax.
Hyrax. Hyrax. H I R A. C-K-S?
It's H-Y-R-A-X.
Some bullshit.
Okay, we're moving on to the hardest words. So, this time, Liam is starting. Ivan is second. Mm-hmm. Nick will be third, and Dennis will be fourth.
I want to be
on whose fourth. Authority, though?
Because we are starting off with the people who have the least points, and we're moving on to the ones...
Wait, when did I start last time, then?
because that was
a different order.
Sequence. Yeah, it was a sequence. Mm-hmm.
I want to be fourth, though.
Okay, you
me
can
and
be fourth.
Have the same. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Nick is fourth.
But you've been fourth already. I wasn't fourth.
Yeah.
I want to be
okay,
fourth.
Okay. No, Nick. He's right. You're third. Dennis will be fourth.
Guys, shut up. I want to fuck up my word. Give me 9.
Bailiwick.
Sentence. Fuck the definition.
After the war, the Middle East remained his bailiwick.
Alright. So, D-A-I...
Wait, what? I didn't hear.
D-A-I-L-Y-W-I-C-K.
It's B-A-I-L-I-W-I-C-K.
Alright, okay. New move.
Hey, Ivan.
Yes.
You choose.
What words? What letters do I have? Yes.
Everything numbers. Except for 9.
Bitch, literally every.
10.
Behoovery.
What?
Behoovery.
Okay. Use it in a sentence, please.
Yes. The teacher explained that highbrow is an example of a behoovery.
Behoover he.
Behoover he.
Okay, Behoover. I definitely know this one.
Who is he?
B A H double O V E V R Y. Behoover he.
Why did you have a B in there twice?
Yeah.
It's B A B A.
Well, I didn't ask, did I? You're the one asking. You should know.
R-I-H-I. Okay.
So it's wrong.
Yes, it's wrong.
Cool. Did anyone ask your opinion, to be honest?
Well, you're dyslexic.
Shut the fuck up.
What? 12?
Yeah.
What's up, Atrey?
Motherfucker. Can you repeat that? Or use it in a sentence? What's up, Atrey?
Any definition or sentence?
Sentence.
An archaeologist found 2 500-year-old glossopetrae.
I'm just going by sounds here. G.
Well, aren't you always going by sound?
Dennis, shut up.
G L O S S O P O glossopetrae T T R Y.
G L O S S O P E D R A E. Glossopetrae.
Oh. Cool.
Did he get it?
No, he didn't. He's not even close. Dennis.
Two.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Mm-hmm. And can you write it? Can you write it into Discord, please?
No. I can give you the sentence.
Can you repeat it again, please?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay. I will have to dissect this word into like 5 words because it's really long. So can you start can you start again?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay, so we have S-U-P-E-R. Can you continue?
I cannot.
What? No.
Intervene, then.
C-A-L-I-F-R-I-G-I-S-T-I-C. Supercalifragistic. And what the fuck else? I don't know. I'll just stay here and be happy if I have this correct.
Okay. You do not have this correct.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't finish the word at all.
Of course, when it has like 30 letters in it.
But it's so fucking easy to spell.
Anyways.
Yo, wait. Aram?
Yes?
Liam's quite far behind. If he can spell this, I'm happy to let him have a point.
Okay. Hey, I'm dyslexic.
Page, don't take my stuff. That's my thing.
I'm legally considered dumb. I cannot spell words that have more than 2 syllables.
Spellously.
What do you call it when your friends consider you dumb?
Compliment.
What?
No, you're just dumb, I think.
Definition.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is extraordinarily good or wonderful.
Right. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay, S-U-P-E-R.
Yes.
C-A-L-I-F-R-A. G-I-L-I-S-T-I-C E-S-B-I Super friendly. I-A L I D O S C I O U S.
Liam, you had only 2 letters wrong. You had 2 E's.
What you're gonna say when you have 2 letters right?
And expialidocious, you put an S before the C. There is no S. I'm sorry, but it was a good enough attempt. I will give you 1/10 of a point.
Okay. I was getting excited for a second. The show is rigged. My manager will
give you a second chance.
You have another choice now.
Give me one?
One?
Yeah, is that still in?
Yes. Renminbi.
What?
Renminbi.
Definition?
What?
Definition?
The system of currency of the People's Republic of China. Another term is yuan. Yuan.
Can I spell that?
No.
Use it in a sentence.
He paid 200 renminbi for a coffee. What do you want me to say?
Renminbi?
Renminbi.
You have to...
I hear the start gibberish second part.
Yeah. Renminbi.
Okay.
Renminbi.
Renminbi. Renminbi. So, R-E...
Renminbi. Renminbi, okay?
Sure, like, I didn't fucking understand, but R-E... R-E... Wait, let me start over here.
You got two letters in.
Yeah, F-U-C-K-T-H-I-S.
Come on, Liam. At least try.
Q-U-I-Z.
At least try it, come on.
R-E... Renminbi. M-U...
No, not Renminbi. Renminbi. Renminbi.
Okay, R-E-N-M-I... M-B-Y.
Damn, if you didn't put that Y at the end and put an I instead dick, of that, it would be correct.
Didn't the dude also say M instead of N?
No, but there's R-E-N-M. Ren-min-B.
Yeah, he put an M instead of the N before the B.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I remember like it all, but it'd be playing zero.
Look, he's wrong. Anyways.
Was it R-E-N-M-I-M-B-Y?
Yes, that's what he said, and he had...
Hey, take a point away from him. I mean, mean.
It's your turn now. Ivan?
I'm here, I'm just sad.
Is there an I understand?
Shut the fuck up, boy. Do we have a one?
No, that was just...
No, do we have a two? Just give me a word. Just give me a word, man.
No, choose, because then you'll...
Give me a fucking word, man. What the four?
Okay, four. Dorsiflexor.
I know dorsiflexion. I know about that because I do physiotherapy, right? And that's my fucking thing. So D...
That's it correctly.
O, shut the fuck up, man. D-O-R-S-I, as in mieke E. F-L-E-X. What's the word again? What's the word again? Dorsiflexion? Is it dorsiflexion?
Dorsiflexor.
He can't end.
Okay, so I'll do it again. Shut the fuck up, Dennis.
Everyone except for Ivan.
D O R I S F L X O R. Dorsiflexor.
Why did you have to put that I in front of the S?
Did I? Motherfucker. Yes. But everybody knows I know that word. Everybody knows.
No, just
I'm just fucking dyslexic, man. You have a problem with that? You're gonna tell a down, a dyslexic down, that there's like a spelling bee? What's your problem?
Yes, man? Yes.
Nick, you're up next.
Proč se zapakoval jemu a ne mě?
Jsem to zopakoval několikrát, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Hovno, vlad. Když jsem po tebe chtěl, aby to zapakuješ, tak se za to vysral. Řekl jsem, že nemůžeš.
He told you like three times, quiet and down.
Because it has pretty fucking letters.
Is three available?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take a three.
Upango.
Upangangang style.
What? Use it in a sentence.
Upango is a dance danced only by the professionals.
This sounds like you just made it up 5 minutes ago.
Oh, 5 minutes ago, 2 minutes ago.
What a definition?
Yes.
A fast and complicated Mexican couple dance. Mexican being the keyword.
Yeah. Huapango. Okay. H U A P A N G O.
Yes, that is correct, Nick. I don't know how you know this. Maybe you
can. I don't. It's words. I honestly thought it was W H A until you told me it's Mexican.
Oh my god.
It was W-O.
That's illegal.
What do you mean? That's in the definition, then, is it? If you would ask for definition sometimes.
So how the fuck is definition gonna help me with whatever word I even asked them?
Well, it might help you from where
you clip the stream, man.
Dennis.
What numbers are available?
5, 6, 7, 8, 11.
5.
Imbroglio.
Hmm.
I hope you ask for the example sentence.
Can you give me the example sentence?
It was a real imbroglio when your wife and mistress showed up at the same time for a dinner date.
Embroglio.
That would be correct if you put a G in front of the L. I'm sorry, Ben.
I didn't hear shit there.
You don't hear
imbroglio. No, I always get like those, you know, it's like those silent words. Like those
because
silent
the
words.
Origin is of, Italian. Liam, how do you spell GLI?
How do you spell it, GLI?
Italian. No, how does it sound? Do you pronounce the G?
Gli. Depends on the word, like in imbroglio, no?
Imbroglio, yes.
Is there a major difference between GL and L, Liam?
What?
Would you pronounce the word L in Italian similarly to GL?
Yeah.
And Aram does know Italian, right?
No.
I do not know.
Well, then how am I supposed to fucking understand?
It's an English word.
Of Italian origin, as Aram said.
Yes, but that's like...
The entire English language is of Latin origin, most of German. Like, you know, settle down.
It's not English origin, yeah.
Who's up next? Liam, your last word. You can catch up to Ivan.
If you do, I will literally be happy.
Which?
I wish good for
six.
You.
Six. Ochlocracy.
I'm sorry, Ivan. Definition.
Government by the populace.
Democracy?
Sometimes this is the definition as well. Sometimes ochlocracy and democracy are denoted or connoted the same thing.
And so it's green.
I see.
Using a sentence.
I do not have a sentence. You have to wait.
Well, that's your problem, isn't it? I demand a sentence.
Okay. Give me a second. I'll just go something. You're going hand in hand with ochlocracy and anarchy, the arch enemy of all legislative order, all civilization, and all humanity.
Ochlocracy. So it starts with O. Everybody knows that. And then it's followed by Cloxy K L O C A no C A C Y I don't probably know.
O-C-H-L-O-C-R-A-C-Y.
I lost you at O, I'm not going to lie. What?
You got it wrong. That's all you need.
No, give me the spelling. I need to check if I was right.
O-C-H-L-O-C-R-A-C-Y.
That's what I said.
Dude, you said a K instead of the C-H, man. You're not going to get out of this.
C-H-K is the same thing. If you look from far enough away, it's the same thing.
Look, you're just dead last. Just accept your fate.
We're playing. I think you have a tight dorsiflexor. That's why you're fucking. You're not so super fragile, caligastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can choose from 7, 8, or 11.
7, 11.
Who's choosing?
You.
Eleven.
Ashtushka.
Come again?
Kashtushka.
Kashtushka. Is that like a Russian word?
Yes, I want the Russian spelling.
Ну я не понимаю по-русски.
Oh, that's correct.
Я не хочу по-русски говорить.
No, it's an English word derived from Russian.
I'll believe you. Say the word again, please.
Kashtushka.
Kashtushka. K.
Kashtush.
Okay, cool. Shut the fuck up. K. How do you say A and Y?
Kashtushka.
What?
How do you start with a K?
Is it with a hot trick?
Because it's Kashtushka? Because they usually, because they don't really have C in Russian?
Yeah, and when you this is English spelling.
He's giving you a second chance. Take it.
Nah, I don't want it. He didn't give me my dorsiflexor. I'm not going to give him shit. His show is going to ass and he knows it. He knows it. Without me, he's dead.
We're almost at the end. So you give up on this word?
No, I don't give up on the word. I give up on you, man.
Okay, you say the word then.
Kashtushka.
But spell it.
Ooh, no, you said say the... Okay. Okay. C-A-S-T-U-S-H-A.
Kashtushka. You moron. If you look in general, that's how you spell it. Bitch.
Wait, Hans?
It's C-H-A-S-T-U-S-H-K-A.
Nice. Oh, inverted Y. A.
Okay. Dennis, Nick, your choice.
Right, me. I want 7.
Synecdoche.
S-Y-N-E-C-H. D-O-C-H-Y.
You said an H in front of the D, so that's incorrect. I'm sorry.
Will I kick him
from
the show?
In front of the D. What?
Huh?
You said S-Y-N-E-C-H, and there's no H.
No, he didn't.
You liar.
Yes, he did.
You fucking liar, Aaron.
Hold up.
What is your problem?
I'm sorry, but you really did. We can look at the recording later on, and I can give you the point after.
How can we give the spelling bee to the fucking only guy that can't hear shit?
Dennis, your word is pileothem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm surrendering. I don't want to do it no more.
Dennis, come on. At least try.
Fuck you and your spelling.
If you don't attempt it, you lose all your points.
If you get this right, you will be up with Nick.
Okay, can you repeat it again?
Pileothem.
Mm-hmm. Can you use it in a sentence?
The most common type of pileothem studied for paleoclimate are cylindrical stalagmites.
Doesn't even know the words.
Look, they're difficult.
Definition.
A structure formed in a cave by the deposition of minerals from water. Example.
Okay, word stalactite
or stalagmite. Pileothem.
Okay, word.
Again?
Repeat the word.
Pileothem.
I didn't hear anybody cut.
Dennis. Is Dennis lagging or am I lagging?
Stop hogging time. Do it.
Both lagging.
Dennis, you are lagging.
You are lagging.
Spell lagging.
Oh, you write in chat. Dennis, write it in chat.
L-A-G-U-I.
You are
lagging. Dennis, si napiš to prostě, buď se začni snažit a nelagovat, nebo to napiš do chat.
Snaž se nelagovat, Denise, rozumíš?
That is
he was fucking off.
incorrect, Dennis, I am sorry.
Wait, if I spell it correctly. Wait, shut the fuck up, spell it correctly.
You can get a point, yes.
Aye, give me the word again.
All of you can write it to me in a private channel, and if you get it right, you'll get a point.
Okay, what's the word?
Pileothem.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait.
What?
Is it like the stalactites in that?
Yes.
Okay, it's this thing.
Yes. Liam gets a point. Ivan, do you want to try?
Do I want to try what?
Pileothem. If you write it to me in a private channel, you can get a point.
Can you repeat the word?
Speleothem.
Can I say it?
You can say it, yes. Nick gets a point as well.
Oh, yes.
Fucking home.
Guys, come on. Respect.
Yes, respect.
Repeat the word, please. I'm off my...
Speleothem.
Speleothem. Speleothem.
Correct, except for the Ys. If they were E's, it would be correct. I can give you a 20th of a point if you want.
Okay, I want
it. So are me and Ivan tied now?
No, yes,
no, I have a 20th of a point.
I have a 10th, actually, so suck a cock.
I will.
Don't ask. Dennis, unfortunately, because you declined to try hard and you
spelled something vulgar.
Vulgarnito below. You get minus 3 points. Which brings you to 2, so Dennis lost. Nick, you won. Congratulations, Nick.
Thank you.
Wait, so which position am I in?
You're last because you spelled something vulgarni.
Oh, yes, but Liam's told you like 7 times to fuck off, but no one
Dennis,
fucking cares.
Dennis, you are...
Oh, no.
Oh, he did spell it vulgarly. I didn't even notice that.
Oh, Cap. It's such Cap, man. No one will even listen to your dumb episode.
Not my episode.
Suck a cock.
This is our episode.
This is my idea, bitch. It's not even Aaron's.
Communism. This is ours. We shared the blame.
Spell Kyrgyzstan.
In my book, I am second, so I'm happy with that.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot myself in the head because I didn't know how to
produce reflexes. Thank you for listening. Oh, wait, Ivan.
Yeah?
Leave the Tourette's after we end the recording.
Okay? Leave the Tourette's? I don't have Tourette's. I have Down syndrome.
What do you mean rest? Tourette's.
Are you making fun out of people with Down syndrome? Oh my
god. Thank you for listening to our episode. And we will see you.
Please don't listen again or you will get brain damage.
Ever.
Damn. Dad. You're picking on the person with dyslexia? That's so unfair.
Yeah, that's like, wow. What the fuck is your problem?
Everyone cancel him. I'll tell you his address. Prague.
I'll tell you his parents' address too.
Prague.
Okay, goodbye, and have a good rest of your life without listening.